A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zorah Nun Zayin, Avodah Zorah 57a, pagination is 113. We have a little story here regarding the question of Yayin Nesech, which is that an idol worshipper touched wine, and we need to know what status the wine has at this point. So some of the considerations that we're going to have are: did the idol worshipper touch it directly, or was it through something else that he was holding? And did he do it bikavana, with intent, or was the touching by mistake? One of the interesting thoughts is that nowadays we don't generally encounter idol worshippers, and therefore, possibly by definition, contact with the wine is considered shelo b'kavana, perhaps without intent to do any sort of idol worship or libations, because the people we encounter don't believe in idols. So that obviously is going to affect the halacha. We're not looking to learn this Gemara right now in this session as a halachic piece, but rather to gain the perspectives, the overviews, and the background with what kind of considerations we have when a kosher wine, which was not mevushal, question arises. Let's begin six lines down in the Gemara. Hahu uvda, there was a story, an incident, dahava beviram, that happened in this place. Dahu Ovid Kochavim, there was an idol worshipper, Dava Kosolik Bidikla, he was working with a palm tree, Va'aisilu Liva, and he's bringing down palm branches, Lulavim. Ba'adik Dekanachis, on his way down, Noga Beresha de Luliva Bechamra Shalo Bekavana. He touched with the tip of a lulav in some wine, there was kosher wine there, and it was not with any intent. That's something we understood from the incident. He wasn't teasing us. He wasn't doing anything. He just, it was a long lulav, and it accidentally, as he was working, it slipped into the wine. So it's an extension of his hand on the one hand. On the other hand, it's shelo b'kavana. Shau ye rav lezevune la'ovde kochav. Rav allowed it to be sold to non-Jews. In other words, he didn't want Jews drinking it, but it was permitted in benefit. We were not worried that it's truly Yayin Nesach, wine with intent for libations. Amulei Rav Kana v'Ravasi l'Rav. Rav Kana and Ravasi said to Rav, v'hamarhu de'omar, the master is the one who is of the opinion that Tinek ben Yomo, who osa Yayin Nesach, that even a child of an idol worshipper family is going to create Yayin Nesach status. And certainly a child that's a day old doesn't have any intent for idol worship. So if you forbade such wine touched by a child, apparently you hold that it's an intrinsic thing, even if there's no intent for idol worship. And they said, whether we agree with you or not agree with you, but we're astounded by your ruling. Amru luhu, amaluhu, he responded, Amr da amriyano, what did I mean when I said that it's forbidden? If a child touches it, bishasiyah, you're not allowed to drink it. Bahana mi amri, but I never said it's forbidden in benefit. And this was his ruling in such a case where it was touched without intent, that they could sell it, but they themselves are not allowed to drink it. Again, we're not looking to paskin the shilas based on this, but to appreciate the question, negia ayidei davar acher, if you touched it indirectly, or the idol worshipper touched it indirectly, and also, what about kavano? How much intent had to be there? And we're introduced to a concept where it might be permitted to sell it, but not to drink it, whereas true Yayin Nesach was forbidden even in benefit. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chaf Dalid in Yeredeah Chaf Dalid, another example is given. im niskavin liga bo ayedei davar acher, if he intended to touch it through something else, like a ladle, ela she'ena yodea shehu yayin, he didn't know it was wine. He thought he was mixing the soup. The Mechaber, in such a case, presents mutar afilu bishasiya. It could be that it would be permitted even in drinking, because it was not direct touch and it was without kavana. And again, my point is not to paskin the shaila, but to appreciate the different questions that have to be considered. One question which does come up, and while we encourage people to avoid this shaila by having only mevushal wine in their homes, but sometimes a person has non-mevushal wine, and for example, it was on the door of the refrigerator. The cleaning lady, not an idol worshipper, but a non-Jew, could be, opens the door of the refrigerator. Is there any restriction on that bottle of wine now that she has moved it through the movement of the refrigerator door? And the basic psak is that the wine does not become forbidden in drinking in such a case. Obviously, step one in our discussions is that she's not an idol worshiper. Step two, she did not touch the wine or pour the wine in any way. Step three, the bottle was closed. Step four, she didn't even know there was wine on the door. Her intent was to open it and take a drink of water or to clean the shelves of the fridge that you asked her to clean. Just opening the door of the refrigerator is a phenomenal question, but we can see that you could stack up a lot of reasons together to permit such wine. Again, we recommend that the wine in the home be mevushal, but the question and the scholarship still exists to understand when exactly this case of Yayin Nesach would be applicable. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.